Manx Radio Sport.
To the edge of the penalty area, here's Connor Hughes. Tries to turn onto his right foot under pressure from Danny Gerrard of FCL of Man. Goes back to Chapman. First time ball. Right footed in. Headed towards goal across. And that's a brilliant headed finish. And Chatterton, for their early pressure, have made it pay. It's FCL of Man 0, Chatterton 1. And it is their top goal scorer, Adam Dale, with his 22nd goal of the season. Chapman with plenty of space again on this right hand side. It was fed back to him. First time whipped. Right footed out, swinging cross in. And there was Adam Dale just surging across his marker. And he glanced a really deft header across the route at Adam Killier into the goalkeeper's bottom right hand corner. And Chatterton, their excellent season as it stands at the moment continuing. A long way to go in this game, but they certainly have the upper hand here. FCL of Man 0, Chatterton 1, Tony.
What a great header that was, Rob. Precision, wasn't it? Chapman on the right-hand side, he sorted it all out, got the cross in, and just the deftest of touches there.
Short ball in field to Kagakwa, under pressure from Danny Gerrard here of FCL of Man, who manages to pick his pocket, and that's Dan Hatzley with a little touch back into Danny Gerrard. They've got 3-on-3 if they can play this right. FCL of Man, Charlie Higgins on the edge of the area, left footed, goes to goal! Great save by Morgan Baker onto his right. What a stop by the Chatterton goalkeeper. FCL of Man, they win it back high up the pitch. Hattersley feeds it into Danny Gerrard, who then just placed it out to the right edge of the box to Charlie Higgins, who just took it onto his favoured left foot, bent it towards goal, looked destined almost for the top corner, maybe in his eyes, but what a diving save by Morgan Baker up to his right-hand side, Tony, to turn it around the post.
What a touch that was by Hattersley, paid it in superbly to Danny Gerrard. And, you know, Charlie Higgins looked busy enough so far in this game, in an unusual position for him through that middle, and his shot was a good shot, and what a cracking save that was.
Out for an FCL of Man throwing this time over on their right-hand side. Here's Whitley. Short throw in field to Charlie Higgins. Onto his left foot, wants to clip that into the box. Dan Hattersley goes down under challenge. Penalty to FCL of Man. Well, Morgan Baker, the Chatterton goalmouth, is not particularly pleased with that decision. He's thrown the ball into the ground as well. And he is going to get booked. Considered an act of disorder, it is a penalty to FCL of Man. Thrown on the right-hand side back to Charlie Higgins, who had plenty of space to get onto his left foot and just clipped across him. Dan Hattersley went down under pressure, Tony, and the referee, James Milburn, has pointed to the spot.
Yeah, he's quick to react, the referee, wasn't he? So he's happy with that, and Dan Hattersley, the number nine, is going to step up to take this penalty.
This could be a big moment for FCL of Man, who haven't threatened the Chatterton goalmouth all that much. Here comes Hattersley, steps up right footed up against Bacon, puts it low, and to the keeper's left and in. FCL of Man on level terms. FCL of Man 1, Chatterton 1. Hattersley, after winning the penalties, gets himself back onto his feet, steps up from the spot. Morgan Baker went down to his right-hand side, and Hattersley just slotted into the goalkeeper's left and tucked it away into the bottom corner. All square, Tony. FCL of Man 1, Chatterton 1.
Yeah, cool pen, that one. Goalkeeper went right-hand side, and it was Dan who put it to the goalkeeper's left, and well done to FCL of Man. They've chipped away, haven't they? They've had to weather a little bit of a storm. But they've got one back in, and 1-1.
Short pass left to Jacob Crook, who clears to the halfway line. And that is the end of the first half here. It is FCL of Man 1, Chatterton 1 here at half-time in the NWCFL Premier Division. To the right edge of the box, that's Charlie Higgins chasing that, trying to get to the byline, and does so. Forced back towards the corner flag by his marker, Jordan Schofield. Here is Charlie Higgins, takes it away and past Jordan Schofield. Lovely work to get to the byline. Higgins back across goal. Steve Whitley deflected it in! FCL of Man 2, Chatterton 1! And it's all down to the work of Charlie Higgins on the right flank. He was forced back to the corner flag by Chatterton captain Jordan Schofield. And with a bit of footwork and trickery, got past the Chatterton defender. And just a few yards out at a tight angle, he just squared it back to the edge of the box. And Steve Whitley rifled it on his left foot. And it's a deflection that takes it under Chatterton goalkeeper Morgan Baker, down to his right and into the bottom corner. An explosive start to the second half of the Ravens, Tony. FCL of Man 2, Chatterton 1.
Yeah, well done to Charlie Higgins, because it was a good ball first off by Jack, his brother. And then Charlie was there. The option there was to bring it back to Jack, but he didn't. He fancied his chances. He clipped it past the fullback, and then the ball straight in, and Whitley opened himself up, hit it well with his left foot, and as you say, took a deflection, in it went, 2-1 FCL of Man.
Steve Whitley chasing now on the right flank. He will get there to try and recover this, up against Joseph Richards, to the edge of the box, has Jack Higgins for company, chooses not to go with him. Whitley deflected back across goal, struggle to clear Higgins, it's 3 for FCL of Man. Chatterton didn't clear the lines and made to pay. FCL of Man 3, Chatterton 1. Whitley's cross into the centre was deflected at the near post, and Jordan Schofield was under it, the Chatterton captain. He half cleared, and with a tiny bit of pinball between a couple of players, it then fell to Charlie Higgins, 6 yards out, just rifled it past the goalkeeper from point blank range. Schofield is under his clearing header. His clearing header only as far as Steve Whitley on the FCL of Man right flank. Cuts in field inside on his left foot, wants to clip that to the back post. Jack Worrell clears. As far as Tiernan and Garvey, Ethan Hawley on the edge of the box with 3 green shirts around and turns away from one. Here's Garvey, away from one challenge. Garvey for goal! Great save by Bacon down to his right. really tight space to work in, and Ethan Hawley managed to get it to Tiernan Garvey, skipped away from a challenge. Instinctive right-footed shot towards Morgan Bacon's bottom right-hand corner, but the goalkeeper, alive to it, tips it around the post. Tony, great save.
Yeah, great save, and good footwork by the two young players in the middle there.
Worrell down that left-hand, right-hand side, I should say. Here's Chapman to the byline. Managed to nutmeg Jack McVeigh. That's a nice little turn on the edge of the box. Back to goal. Clipped into the area. Cushed back into the path. A half volley, a goal deflected, and get it in! And Chatterton do have themselves a goal here right at the end of the contest. FC Eleman 3, Chatterton 2. The flag has stayed down. It took a bit of a deflection. No confirmation on the final goal scorer at the back post there. But there is... Oh, and Adam Killier's gone down. It's a red card for Ethan Sutcliffe. Well, as Chatterton had scored that consolation, it's all happened in the space of 30 seconds here. Chatterton getting themselves a second goal from point-blank range. A deflected effort on goal to the back post and slotted in past Adam Killier. Adam Killier seemed to hold onto the ball for a long, long time as Chatterton tried to get things underway. Ethan Sutcliffe clearly unhappy with that. Seemed to lash out in some way towards Adam Killier, and the referee very quickly, James Milburn, had no hesitation. Straight red card. Chatterton goal kick. They've now got to do it with a two-man disadvantage here. Ethan Sutcliffe shown a straight red card for violent conduct towards the FC Eleman goalkeeper Adam Killier, and Adam Dale Simbin for what we believe is dissent in the last couple of moments. But here's Leighton Chapman in on the left edge of the box. Chapman across goal and wide of the left post. That was the opportunity. Over the top of the FC Eleman defence, just seemed to switch off. And Chapman in on the left edge of the box up against Adam Killier. Just seemed to drag his shot straight across the goalkeeper and well wide of the left post. Tony, what an opportunity.
What a chance that was. And Chapman, I don't know why, just didn't go maybe a little bit further. It's a tight angle. He could have put it across to that left-hand side. But no. I think that's going to be sort of it now, because you rightly say maybe a couple of minutes sort of being added on while Adam Killier was down. But that was the opportunity to try and get a point out of this.
Well, I think we can safely say it's been a wild stoppage time.
Absolutely.
Here. Here's Adam Killier with the goal kick for FC Alaman. Play goes on. Worrell under it for a header for Chatterton. Cleared by Carl Watson. Worrell. Time to catch your breath here. Steve Whitley heads forward to the halfway line. Oliver Parker with a possible push in the back on Tom Creer. It's not going to matter. FC Alaman have taken all 3 points in a wild end to the game here. Full time, FC Alaman 3, Chatterton 2.
Manx Radio Sport.